Hello, Podlers. Coming up, when it comes to Glenn Moore and his son, it seems the apple hasn't fallen far from the tree.
Whenever Elliot, who is now 2 years old, is offered anything, if it's like a glass of water or something like that, he looks at it, he gets his right hand, he places all the fingers of his hand on his chest, and he goes, "For me?"
Enjoy the show.
A tale of your weekend told through emojis at 8, 12, 15. I'm still not sure if this works as a feature. I'm sure.
Let's give it another try.
We were doing it late into last year, and we've started this year with it as well. So Robin Essex has sent us the pint of beer emoji, football emoji, then the green sick face emoji. So obviously Rob went big at the football and felt rough the next day.
Okay, yeah.
But then apparently, according to emojis, Rob then had a game of pool, a paella and a glass of red wine, and he felt great again. the magic ingredients there, the paella and a game of pool. Angela in Sunderland, a party blur emoji, a chocolate cake with a single candle on it and a present. So whilst I don't claim to be a Sherlock, maybe it was Angela's birthday.
Happy birthday.
Angela. Well done.
Glenn, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
It is great to see you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
It's great to see you.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Happy Halloween. I never wished you happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm good. I was on my honeymoon until yesterday. I'm feeling jet lagged beyond belief. I don't know which member of the team I am. Anna? I'm Anna.
So, you're tanned as well.
Am I? Would you say so?
I think you look very well. Yeah,
you
look healthy and tanned.
Considering you
honeymooned in Essex, this is just...
South Bend isn't the most regular. We had a great time.
Jet lagged and tanned.
Yeah.
How was it?
It was great. Do you want me to tell you an emojis?
Yes, please.
All right, because this is the only real main takeaway, right? We were in Antigua in the Caribbean. Never been to the Caribbean before.
Lovely.
But the only main takeaway from way back is airplane emoji, microphone emoji, and there's not a gate emoji, unfortunately. But I was on the same flight as Gareth Gates on the way back.
Oh, nice.
How about that? No, I was. He was in a different section to me, we were really excited because basically on the way out, we tried to play the honeymoon card as hard as we possibly could.
Oh yeah.
I had just married, spray painted across my back. Trail of cans trailing behind her, and it worked, and we got upgraded on the way out. I've never had this happen before in my life.
Did you? Oh, well done.
So excited. Best flight. I was just so excited. So on the way back, we were sort of hoping for exactly the same thing. Like, we've just been on a honeymoon. And we were sat in our seats all the way at the very back. And then just before the flight was going to take off, the stewardess said, would Glenn Moore and Katie Story please make their whereabouts known, please?
Oh.
And so we sort of waved over and we sort of got our rucksacks ready and stuff. And then eventually, like, nothing happened. I went over to the stewardess and I went, yeah, sorry, I think you'll find I'm Glenn Moore and this is Katie Story. You wanted us? And we went, oh, we're just making sure you're on the flight.
Oh,
when's
no!
that ever happened? When's that ever happened? What was all that security for then? I showed you my name about 11 times.
What? I thought you were going to be serenaded by Gates.
Yeah.
I went up to her with my bags, like, ready to move forward.
Oh, that's awful.
We're here now.
Licking your lips, waiting for that sweet taste of free champagne.
I want to get closer to the back of Gareth Gates' head.
Well, welcome back, Glenn.
Thank you. We're glad
that you both had a great honeymoon.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
I'm asking about your weekend in emojis. You've got to get into the kind of mind palace of emojis with this feature. That's what I've realised. You've got to become one with the little colourful symbols to decipher what's going on. Like Tom in Dudley's gone for knife and fork, Zed, sunglasses, Formula One racing car, some kind of iPad device, I think, and then the arrows in a circle, like the recycling ones, which obviously is eat, sleep, watch motor racing on TV, repeat.
Right, okay.
That's definitely what that is. Then this one's anonymous. It's cold, but I'm having a dirty martini. I'm chinking champagne glasses. I'm having two separate sets of sushi. Then I'm going to the gym. Then I'm cold again.
It's a solid weekend.
Oh, hello?
Sorry, I'm so used to you not being here that I had to be a microphone. Okay.
Oh, thanks, Emma.
Frozen out.
Shadow ban.
What's the ouchie emoji?
That's the most brutal thing that's ever happened.
Oh, horrible to hear Glenn's little voice.
Let me talk!
Oh. Sorry.
I thought you were doing the Rob Brydon man in a box. Yeah. That's good. Someone's already that's got amazing. It, but it's good. Then Helen in Brentford, basically, Helen tried to order a pizza, but they kept sending the wrong one, which is a Vespa, then a pizza, then a tick. So the pizza came, but then looked at pizza, and then it's a big red X. Then it's a telephone emoji, calling back. Then it's the Vespa and the pizza again, but yet it's another X. Then it's the red telephone, the Vespa, and a pizza, then another X. So three attempts of getting the correct pizza. It never happened. Glenn, your live reaction to that?
Well, what can I say?
Oh, there we go. No, it's my turn. I was just checking. Just checking. That was your weekend in emojis. Thanks for sharing with the group.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It's Matt Dyson and the Social Ammunition.
And Saltburn's influence just won't go away. Even people who haven't watched it are aware of some of the key scenes in that film, that massive film on Amazon Prime. It's been so popular that there's been a revival of Sophie Ellis Bextor's Murder on the Dance Floor. It's back in the charts. The single that came out in 2001. People are getting older relatives to watch it and then filming their reaction to certain scenes in the film. And, of course, the inevitable has happened. The boys from the Urban Tandoor restaurant in Bristol have got involved.
Let me try and think about it. Yeah. Is it Dance Floor and Tandoor?
Whoa, it's Murder on the Tandoor. Here it is. He's wearing stag antlers in the
really?
In the video. He has got his clothes on, though. That's a slight difference there.
Plot spoiler.
Murder. It's Murder the Tandoor. Then you're the Vindaloo DJ. You're gonna burn this curry house right down.
Well,
I know about your spice. It's so hard to take. If you think you'll get away, it will prove you wrong.
They are prolific, these guys, aren't they? I mean, they work hard at stuff behind the scenes.
I think it's crucial we all are careful not to plot spoil.
Yeah.
Not this video.
Yeah.
I mean, the movie Saltburn.
Mm.
Yes.
But the implication is he's not the original owner of the Tandoor. He just made friends with the owner of the Tandoor.
Yes, of course. Wow, maybe there needs to be an investigation into that curry house in Bristol. And then the other story this morning, quickly for you, is the social ammo favourite Joe Tracini is back. Now, you remember Joe, the son of Pasquale. He's back doing his nonsense gymnastics commentary. He's just dropped a new
very
one.
Very funny.
Here it is.
Olga Corbett. Both legs in the gap, looking for the weatherman's feet. Tiptoes around the panda. Good animal to punch. It's already got two black eyes, so it's incredibly hard to prove. Pat Butcher! EastEnders, don't touch the meat, man. Quick pickles. Pop goes the weasel. Gets out of the groove. Delicious pesto burp. Smells like a bin. Full biffer. Immaculate fancy hat. Mr. Fun galosh. Plays the cards right, Brucey bonus, some qualms, picks up her teeth, takes a chance, I am tearing up on the tram, no fish with a bit of a pig, but Bob's your goblin, Cliff Richard's rude.
Love it, Joe, very nice.
I'm sure Full Biffer really is a gymnastics move. I'll share the videos of both of them for you, you'll be talking about them later, and I've saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
So this morning on The Breakfast Show, we begin the week by asking you about the telltale signs that you've influenced your child's personality. Have you seen your kid do or say something and you think to yourself, yeah, that's me, and I need you to be honest? And this is inspired by my journey to Chesterfield last week. Friday's podcast was named Accidentally Naked on the 1349
of course,
from Chesterfield. To hear that full story involving yours truly, just go and get the daily podcast available wherever you get your pods from, or there is a video of it that has dropped on the Absolute Radio socials for you to enjoy. But when we got off the train at King's Cross at Pancras, that was where I realised I'd influenced Evie, who is, for any newcomers, just 5 years old, and she made Dada proud. As we stepped off the train, I had the case on wheels mm-hmm. because she'd been staying with her grandparents yeah. and a rucksack on. She was just holding Teddy. Caramac, I disagree with the name because I hated the chocolate, but Teddy's called Caramac.
Oh, right.
Anyway, we make our way down the platform towards the barriers and Evie is swerving in and out of all of those people who dawdle along, which I just absolutely
yes,
love. When you're a commuter anywhere in the UK, but yeah. in London maybe, you've got to be on your, you got to swivel yeah, on your heels, yeah. you've got to be on your toes.
Yeah.
So we go through, we're approaching the barriers. She goes to the wider barrier because she knows that Daddy is wheeling a case.
Oh,
yes, of course
wow.
she does.
That's
we go through
knowledge.
There, we go straight through. We're all ducking and weaving, ducking weaving. Bang, I'm coming up. I can see it in the distance. I think, no, there's one of those slippery yellow signs in the middle of the floor.
Oh,
Evie,
no.
bam, she jumps, she pirouettes, she lands, she moves on to the other side
wow.
of it. It is like Saltburn, only she was fully clothed. We keep going down, we turn left, we go down into the thing, we get to the extra wide tube barriers where I tap us in on the phone and we're through. In front of us, there's the Piccadilly line, the Northern line, that's to the left. It's the Victoria line on the right. Bang, she goes straight over to the Victoria line.
Wow.
We go down the escalator, she knows to stand,
yes.
and she stands on the right-hand side, she holds onto the handle. We go down, this bit's a bit slow, because obviously it's just on standing yeah. on the escalator. Someone says, oh, I love the show. And I go, oh, first coming up the other way. Yeah. It's awkward, isn't it? Did you see that, Evie? No. Oh, whatever, fine. Daddy does. Oh, don't worry about it. Anyway, we're off at the bottom of the escalator. Then we turn right onto the tube platform.
Yeah.
Evie turns right again. She makes her way to the end of the platform because she knows we're more likely to get a seat
oh,
when we're at the
wow.
end carriage.
My Lord, she's learned well.
Isn't this
she?
Great? We then, I'm not joking, we then get off the tube, we go up on the escalator, and I think because we've got the cases, hey, I'll treat us to a taxi. Say, do you want to get a taxi? She looks at me, she says, Dad, a bus is going to be way quicker and it's cheaper. So
oh,
therefore, we board the bus all the way home. The whole thing is done. I look at her and I am proud.
Wow.
And I've influenced my child's personality of barging people out the way. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. I've dedicated some of the breakfast show today to discussing the telltale signs that you've influenced your child's personality. This after last week, Evie basically guided me from the 13:49 from Chesterfield all the way onto the bus home.
Very efficient commuter, isn't it?
Via the London Underground, the wider ticket barriers because we had a suitcase. You even
yeah.
avoided there's been a spillage here signs.
No.
It
amazing.
Really was, you know, the apple hasn't fallen
the
far
berry,
from the commuting tree.
Yeah, the berry hasn't fallen far
the
from the tree.
The berry hasn't
yeah.
fallen far from the tree. So what about you guys? When have you seen your kid do or say something and you thought, yeah, that's me? Joining us right now on line one is Craig. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning, Dave. Good
Welcome
morning,
along
Good morning,
to Craig. The show, Craig. So, who is the child in question? What have you got?
That'll be my youngest daughter, Florence.
How old is Florence?
She's two.
She's two. So, you're drinking a beverage. Tell everybody what goes down when you look at little Florence, who's just 2 years old, and you think, yeah, that's Daddy's little girl. What happens, Craig?
Well, I'm sat there drinking my brew, and as soon as she knows I've got a brew in my hand, she's straight up to me. Hi, Daddy. Daddy. And then she'll wait till I got the last little bit of my drink left. She'll drink the last little bit. She'll look at me and she'll go, nice brew, Daddy.
Oh, adorable. Nice brew, Daddy.
Nice brew, Daddy.
So she's mind-sweeping all the cups of tea. Love it.
Craig, great having you on the show. Love to Florence, love to the family. We'll speak to you real soon. Have a great week ahead.
You too. Thanks a lot.
Cheers, Craig. Bye now. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. Welcome along to The Breakfast Show, where it is time for this.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show presents... Absolute Radio U.
Yes, Absolute Radio U is back for 2024. The twist this time out is it's effectively Absolute Radio U times two. We don't just want one person to win this Money Cannot Buy prize, their own radio station. We want a duo. We're looking for you to partner up with a best mate, a family member, a work colleague, whoever it may be. If you make the perfect radio pairing, we want to hear your concept on the show. And this week, we're having the live auditions. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean we're going to find our winner this week, but it's going to give us a really good idea of where we're at, given
yes.
this brand new twist. And with that in mind, please welcome to the show, on line one, Scott. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Welcome to the show. And on line two is Richard. Hello, Richard.
Good morning to you both.
Good okay, morning. Guys, it is great having you on. So, first of all, you're coming to us as a pairing. Scott, what is your relationship with Richard?
So, Richard is the big boss man.
Oh, he's the big boss man.
So, dynamic.
Richard, Scott is your underling. Is that correct?
Well, I suppose so. I've never really thought of him like that. Just a work colleague.
Scott, what kind of boss is Richard? Is he a good boss? Is he a nice boss?
He's an excellent boss. He also makes a tea as well, which is good.
Oh, I like that from Richard. Boss. He mucks in. Now, gentlemen, it is time to reveal the idea behind your concept for Absolute Radio U. Scott, you were the one who entered, so would you do the honours? What are you hoping to bring to the world?
So this is Absolute Radio Festival. So it's the greatest hits from all the festival bands over the years, from like the first Isle of Wight and Glastonbury right through to current dates. And it's going to have guest bands, guest DJs, festival organisers. But it's also about promoting the up-and-coming grassroots festivals and bringing new festival music. So I guess it's sort of a station for no matter your enjoyment of music and what you listen to, we can find a festival for you.
Wow.
Oh, what a pitch.
I'm going to clap. I'm going to clap.
The underling he ain't.
No.
You're absolutely right, Richard.
Absolutely.
So let's go through. We've got three little examples. I mean, when you enter into the world of festival, you know, there's such a big, that's such a big idea, isn't it? But we've gone for, we've got Pulp and Common People, which I believe you were at, Scott.
I was indeed, yes. So obviously the Stone Roses pulled out. And it's probably one of the greatest festival moments seeing Jar play that. And they're sort of new to the world of music that I think they've only been going sort of that year. And they bought the album out and they absolutely stormed it on stage.
Wow. I mean, if the Stone Roses are going to pull out, having Pulp step in 94 is amazing.
Wow, you've got Jar on hand.
I mean, one of my favourite ever, Radiohead, Glastonbury 1997. I was 1 year old. I was in my mum's papoose. And I, you know, I'll never forget.
It's amazing that
seeing,
you went there and you saw that.
Paranoid Android live. It stuck with me. We also have Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana. This is Reading 1992.
Oof.
Was anybody there at this?
I was there.
How was that?
I can't really remember, to be honest, but I just quite stuck out of a long time ago.
Yeah. If you can remember it, you weren't there.
Yeah.
I was there, that's what I remember.
Okay, so, yeah, so if you... Yeah, okay, and we also have... Well, let's play you a little bit of this, shall we? We got Ain't Too Proud to Beg, Rolling Stones, Isle of Wight Festival 2007, with Amy Winehouse as well taken to that stage.
Wow.
So there's a whole world to explore here. It's a brilliant idea. Texts are already coming in saying that folk would like to hear Absolute Radio Festival.
It's like an obvious one, doesn't it?
But gentlemen, for now, I'm going to have to ask you to wait right there, because up next, we have a little challenge to test you as co-hosts. It's the Don't Crash the Vocal Challenge, and it's coming next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show presents... Absolute Radio U.
Yes, Absolute Radio U will see a happy little couple win themselves their own radio station. The coupling can be you and your partner, you and your best mate, you, as it is this morning, and a work colleague, because Scott and his boss Richard are still on the show. Gentlemen, are you ready for the Don't Crash the Vocal Challenge?
I am. We are, yes.
We are.
I am. We are. Richard, the reason you said I am is during the last song we were talking there, and you actually do a little bit of a breakfast radio on hospital radio.
Ooh.
I do, yes I do, but don't build me up.
No. Well, no, I mean, you shouldn't have told me that, I mean...
Not his first rodeo.
Yeah! I will not crush the vocal, as for Scott, I cannot speak!
I'm fairly new to it all, I've not been doing it long, so only about 40 years. So.
Oh, okay.
Well, what a very rewarding and lovely thing to do. So, gentlemen, we highlighted Smells Like Teen Spirit, Nirvana. Of course, Scott can't remember being there at Reading in 1992, but he has seen them. So I'm going to press play on that song, and you cannot crash the vocal, and that means there is about a 27-second instrumental, some wonderful guitar being laid down at the beginning of that song, as you will all be fully aware, of course. Here I am explaining Smells Like Teen Spirit to folk. So it's going to start. Now, what I want you to do is wrap up your show,
Wish everybody a happy... Let's go for weekend. I know it's Monday, fine. But a happy weekend ahead. That's all you need to do. Let's see that pizzazz. Let's see it pop. Don't crash the vocal. Good luck. Your time starts now.
Well, thank you to everybody, and thank you to everybody concerned, everybody listening. And Richard, have you got a final thought for the weekend?
Oh, yes. Remember to go out and about and enjoy your music. And, of course, if you are going to your festivals, make sure you take something warm to wear.
Oh, yes.
So thank you. Have a good weekend and stay safe.
Oh, he's not bad.
It's good.
I like it.
Nice final thoughts.
I like the kind of the rock and roll essence of Absolute Radio Festival, where if you're heading to a festival, take something warm to wear.
Wear a proper rock and roll
Richard.
Really go for it, kids.
Stay safe. Don't forget your scarf. This is Nirvana. Gentlemen, it's been lovely having you on the show. Lovely to hear your idea for Absolute Radio Festival. It is a good one. You are very much in the running. We could be speaking to you again soon on The Breakfast Show to give you your own radio station. But for now, give it up for our new friends, Scott and Richard. Well done, boys.
Thank you. Nicely done, guys.
Bye-bye. Take care. I might take those as my new outwards. Stay safe and wrap up warm. Arrivederci.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
All this week, thanks to our friends with Trade Pro Benefits, Wix, we want to give somebody a £10,000 Wix fix as we scour the nation looking for the tradesperson of the year. Is there an extra special tradesperson in your life that you think deserves this accolade? Is there a work, is there a shining beacon in the trade that you know, that you believe should stand atop of all others? Do they always turn up on time? Do they regularly go the extra mile? If so, you can nominate them right now at absoluteradio.co.uk and they could be winning the coveted title of Tradesperson of the Year. Plus, £5,000 to spend at Wix and £5,000 to invest in their business. Not only that, but as exclusively revealed on the show on Friday, Wix's wellness ambassador, Jeff Brazier, will be hand-delivering the prize on Friday morning, live on the show.
He's the go-to guy when it comes to big checks on the doorstep, isn't he?
He sure is. So it could be your partner, friend, family member, a grateful client, whoever it may be, get nominating on the website. And first through the door, online one, is Kerry. Good morning, Kerry.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Kerry, welcome along to the show. So let's get down to business. Who are you nominating as Wix Tradesperson of the Year?
Lorraine, she's my mum and she's the lady decorator.
Lorraine, the lady decorator, who is your mum? So what's it like having a mum as a tradesperson? Was it great growing up? Was everything always done? Was the house always spick and span?
Yes, it was, and it still is with all my homes.
Oh, OK. So why does your mum deserve to be the Tradesperson of the Year?
Oh, well, she's perfect. She's always prompt. She pays attention to detail, and she cleans up after herself.
Oh, she cleans up. Well, I'm so pleased to say that the lady decorator herself joins us online too. It's Lorraine. Good morning, Lorraine.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Welcome to the show, Lorraine. So you tidy up after you finish doing your work?
Of course, yeah.
Of course, that's just how you have to do it. That's what the Tradesperson of the Year does, Dave.
Yeah, she's got the Henry Hoover in the van.
Get with the programme. Doesn't matter. Even those little flaky bits of plastery, white, painty stuff you can never get. Lorraine's got them. Lorraine has hoovered them up. So how does it feel to be nominated, and particularly by your own daughter, Lorraine?
I'm flattered. I can't believe she's done this for me. That's lovely that she's done that.
Well, she did more than just nominate you. She had to do us an ode to you, Lorraine. Now, I know, you know, neither of you have heard this before. We've given it some Absolute Radio bells and whistles. Kerry, are you ready to hear your ode to your mum?
I'm nervous.
Okay, it's got a kind of, it's got an interesting vibe. It's, dare I say, it's slightly Craig David.
Oh.
You didn't see that coming, did you, Kerry?
No, I didn't.
Here we go.
Lady decorator. You give her a call to book a quote. She comes round and in her book she wrote all the things you've discussed, the bright ideas and things that are a must. Away she goes until your start date. She's on time and definitely not late. In she comes with all her tools, starting straight away. Preparing the walls, using her trusted scraper, she removes the peeling dated paper. Grabbing her clean brush, in the paint pot it's pushed. With a steady hand, she begins cutting in. Her lines of paint are on point and thin. Pulling the roller out of her bag, I take the opportunity to read my mag. Reaching up high, using her ladder, the room is looking less and less sadder. She gives me a whistle, calling me into the room. The walls now like a flower in bloom. Cleaning and packing away her tools, I'm glad I chose her and not one of those fools. As I stand back and take it all in, I'm pleased with her work. It's 100% win.
Yes. Poetry.
Lorraine, I'm going to you first. The lady decorator, how does it feel to hear that?
Oh, I'm absolutely gobsmacked that she's one that wrote that about me. That's really lovely. I'm absolutely gobsmacked.
Kerry, what about you?
It does
sound much better now. Well, bonus points to you for rhyming trusted scraper and dated paper. I also like ladder and sadder. I thought that was
less
that
and
was
less sadder
nice.
Was some less lovely and, yeah, grammar. Yeah,
nice. Very, very good. And also, I like trash talking other tradespeople with packing away her tools, those other fools. So that was very nicely great done work, as well. But for now, in contention, we could be speaking to you again on Friday and giving you that £10,000 Wix fix. Please give it up for Kerry and the lady decorator, her mum Lorraine. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Well done. That was all thanks to Wix. With Wix Trade Pro, you can save 10% every time you shop. So if you're a tradesperson, sign up in store or download the Trade Pro app.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It is your Monday morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show right here, right now on Absolute Radio. Now, earlier this morning, we were discussing the telltale signs that you have influenced your child's personality. When have you seen your kid do or say something and you thought to yourself, yep, that's down to me? We were doing this because I was incredibly impressed with my five-year-old daughter Evie's ability to navigate her way through London Underground.
That's impressive.
And yeah, then obviously, Matt, you were saying, telling tale of Ted, who is five today, when he had the crumbs in the bottom of the packet of crisps, just emptying them out into down his gullet, which and tapping the bottom of the bag.
It's lovely to see.
I just love it. And joining us right now on line one, we have another parent named Beth. Hello, Beth.
Hi, team.
How are you doing today?
I'm just laughing at the stuff that's going on the radio and other people's kids.
Well, listen, thank you for joining their ranks because we absolutely love your story. So, Beth, this all begins when your husband was doing his commute after work. You used to purchase him a little something. What was that thing?
We'd have beers in the fridge, and he'd, when he used to get in, because he was commuting backwards and forwards to London, I'd just get him a beer when he came in and he'd just have that sometimes. And then, yeah, it became a bit of a habit.
Right, well, yeah, I know it's a danger to us all, Beth, that, yeah. So it was quite a trial doing the journey back and forth to London. Then when he'd get home, really nice of you to do that, an understanding partner. You'd go and get a cold beer from the fridge and he'd sit and he'd have that one beer and just to unwind a little bit before getting back into the evening. And, of course, this whole thing was happening before the eyes of your son. What is your son's name?
His name's Adam.
Adam.
And he was about 2.5.
Yeah. 2.5. So tell everybody what happened that fateful day when you realised you had influenced your child's personality, Beth.
The health visitor came round just to do a general check and everything to make sure that everything was fine and all that. And then he went, when she arrived and sat down, he went straight off to the fridge and got her a beer out of the fridge.
What? Of all the people?
Oh my goodness. It's the most nerve-wracking thing when the health visitor pops around, isn't
Even
it?
Even if you've got nothing to hide, you're self-conscious. Oh, be on your best behaviour.
Unbelievable.
I was absolutely mortified.
Yeah. Oh, Beth, it's a fantastic story. Thank you for sharing it. Love to Adam. Love to the family. Have a great week ahead.
Yeah, he's 29 now, by the way.
Cheers, Beth. Speak to you soon.
Thanks, Dave. Cheers.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to Absolute Radio, where real music matters. And with that in mind, it is time for the social ammunition.
Extra, extra, extra.
Because you bring us tale of a unique take on Sam Fender, Matt Dyson.
Yes, Social Ammo favourites Deco are back.
Oh, it's a Deco.
We like to feature their 80s versions of current hits. The lead singer actually was in The Dentist last time they featured on the show, and we were on in the background.
Oh.
And he had to explain to the receptionist what was happening.
This
is me! I do those 80s covers. And now Deco have done a version of 17 Going Under by Sam Fender.
I can't wait.
80s style, and it works very well.
I was far too scared to hit it, but I would hit him in a heartbeat now. That's the thing with anger, it begs to stick around, so it can place you on your beauty and leave you spent with not to offer. Cause you hurt the ones who love you, you hurt the man.
Sax.
That's
amazing,
my favourite work from Deco.
Yeah, I know.
Thus
they really
far.
Need
Brilliant.
To release an album of these 80s cover versions. I'll share the video of that one anyway. You'll be talking about it later. And I've saved your data.
Yes, you have. Thank you very much indeed, Matt Dyson. You've also whetted our appetites for Sam Fender. So, on the main station, here's 17 Going Under.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
That is it for the first show of the brand new week. Thank you ever so much for tuning in and for joining in. Of course, the brand new edition of the Daily Pod will shortly be made available. We've got a 4.8 out of 5 rating.
Oh, really?
I had
oh,
a little... Wow. Don't sound so surprised. You're on it, mate. I was blooming heck.
I can't believe I'm... That's very nice.
What
it,
a reaction.
I expected no less, but that's a high rating.
You're
though, isn't
joking
it?
Me. Have you heard
you can't
it?
Please everyone, but that's like a pretty much yeah. close to 100% rating.
I've now got that real fear that I've dreamed that. And I don't know whether I dreamt it or whether it's a fact.
Yeah,
but anyway...
Well, thank you. If you've rated it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And thank you to the part of my brain that controls my dreams for giving us a 4.8. Anyway, it's available under the comedy category. It's there. It's waiting for you. But it's named at the end of every live breakfast show. And it's based on the times I have rung the podcast naming bell. You've got a versus battle today,
okay,
Matt.
Yeah,
they come along every once in a while. Mm-hmm. You have got for me.
This is what Glenn's son Elliot says whenever he's offered food.
Versus is subliminally nobbled by the band Embrace.
I can't believe it. We both listened to them independently over the weekend. I think it has to be the subliminal nobbling, doesn't it?
I totally agree. As a little sidebar to this, every now and again, Matt and I, we for some weird reason, we sync up. So, listening to the band Embrace this weekend is just one example. The last example was us both independently, without discussing it, talking about it or anything, watching Sleeping with the Enemy on Disney Plus.
Unbelievable. So weird. What's going on?
Sleeping with the Enemy and the band Embrace is where we go to. It's strange, isn't it? Anyway, that is the name of the podcast, as I say. It's available wherever you get your podcast from, whatever its rating may be in real life. Right, on the way, the details you need to enter Make Me a Winner, which could see you win £62,000. We'll be back amongst you tomorrow from 6 a.m. Until then, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.